Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we are going to learn to encourage your pastor's faithfulness, not his fame or not his failure. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy." The current anthem of our day is well displayed in Lady Gaga's song, "I Live for the Applause." Some of the lyrics say this: "If only fame had an IV, baby, I could bear being away from you. I found the vein, put it in here. I live for the applause, applause, applause. Live for the way that you cheer and scream for me. The applause, the applause, the applause. Give me that thing that I love. Turn the lights on, put your hands up and make them touch." I'm not real sure what all of that means, but I think the basic gist is that she loves fame. She loves to hear people praise her. She loves to hear people worship her. She can't live without it. The Bible, on the other hand, says to live for the fame of someone else, to be faithful in the cause of another's fame, not our own. And the pastor is to be faithful in his work as a servant of Christ and a steward of God's word. Faithfulness is the goal, not fame. You know, there is a way to go about pastoral ministry that leads to fame. You have to make a whole lot of compromises along the way, but you can be famous. You have to not see yourself as a servant and under rower, but as entitled. You have to be sneaky and crafty in how you handle or mishandle God's word. Now, that's not to say that all pastors that have large platforms are crooked and unfaithful, but it is to say that the goal of the pastor is faithfulness to God's word, not just the preaching of it, but the living it out. You know, the task does not require creativity or brilliance or degrees or letters behind your name. The job does not demand a charismatic personality, and the goal of the job is not larger crowds or wider platforms. It is faithfulness to God's word. The owner of the house has left instructions for the house manager. We are to be faithful to those instructions. When you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Nabit LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.